Last month, a paper in the journal PNAS revealed that the average 1 litre plastic bottle of mineral water contains more than 250,000 tiny plastic particles bobbing about invisibly inside the liquid. But because they're made from hydrocarbons, other oily chemicals like to stick to them too. So these particles slowly gather up a cargo of compounds, including the plasticizers that are added to make the bottle flexible.
In the wider environment, this is happening on an even greater scale and involves an even broader repertoire of chemicals, including molecules called PFAS, polyfluorinated alkyl substances. These highly stable forever chemicals are widely used in industry and go into things like non-stick surfaces. But there's alarming evidence now that they are linked to health threats, including cancer and bone diseases, when they get into us, and wider damage to the ecosystem at large.
And the partnership and dual jeopardy presented by these forever chemicals and the microplastics they accumulate around is what we're going to consider today, starting with Anglia Ruskin University marine biologist Danny Green.
A microplastic is essentially, as the name would imply, a small piece of plastic. Now, there's been lots of different definitions, but the one that's generally accepted was defined by Hartmann et al. In 2019 and a whole group of other scientists. And it is that it's pieces of plastic that are less than 1,000 micrometers, so less than 1 millimeter in size. This can include a range of different polymer types, and they can come from different places. They can either come already small, so primary microplastics, things like the microbeads in exfoliants, if you remember that kind of thing, and abrasive cleaners. But more commonly, microplastics are formed by the breakdown of larger items, and these are called secondary microplastics.
I do remember when I was doing my master's and someone came in to talk to us about microplastics, and a really striking representation of just how prescient they are is they had a bottle of shampoo, a clear glass bottle, and said, this is the amount of microplastics in it. And it was maybe 40% of the capacity of the bottle was made up of these little things.
Yes, exactly. The microbeads. I mean, in the environment, the beads are actually very rare. I've only ever found, in my own research, I only ever found one off the coast of Portugal somewhere, this little blue microbead. But the majority of microplastics that we find in the environment are different shapes, so fragments, films, fibres, car tyre particles, so little bits of car tyre that are broken off, and things like that. But yeah, there's a huge diversity of microplastic types.
We all hear the word plastic, but there's loads of different kinds of plastic. Presumably that means there's loads of different kinds of microplastics.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Lots of different types of plastics, different types of microplastics, lots of different additives that go into plastics, different coatings and things. So it does get very complicated trying to define them.
Crucially, though, none of them are good. Is that fair to say?
No, exactly. They're not something that we want in the environment or contaminating us either.
So to that end, how widespread are they?
Extremely. I mean, I'd be a lot more surprised if you could tell me somewhere they're not. We found plastic, microplastics down the bottom of the Mariana Trench all the way up on Mount Everest. You know, not completely surprising because we found plastic bags as well at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. You know, so we're finding big bits of plastic too. So, of course, there's going to be microplastics there. So microplastics are everywhere. They're in the air that we breathe. They're in the water that we drink. They're in a lot of foods that, you know, that we eat. They're in organisms, macrofauna, fish, mammals, pretty much everything, really.
That kind of implies then that we do end up interacting with them daily and quite a lot.
Yes, and there is evidence for that because we have found microplastics in human placenta, in feces, blood and other organs. I would note as well that there are some discrepancies between academics amongst the exact amount of microplastics because some of these studies didn't include very good quality controls. But it's not to say that there's disagreement that they are in humans. It's that we're disagreeing over how many there are. But yes, we are definitely interacting with them.
As a recent study came out that there's 250,000 microplastic particles in every bottle of water, we are inevitably going to consume and ingest a fair amount of them. I mean, what's the worry with that? Is there a potential health harm?
There is potential health harm. It's difficult to tell at this stage because obviously you can't experiment on humans, right? We're not going to get ethical approval to do experiments to see exactly what the impacts are. But we do know from studies on animals and invertebrates that it can have effects on development and growth and general kind of health and immune responses even and things like that. So it's not a huge leap to say that there might be impacts on people. And there are some studies coming out from the medical profession that there's correlations between the size of babies that have been born and the amount of microplastics. But it's more correlation than causation at this stage. And I'd say we should be applying the precautionary principle anyway. We don't really need to wait and find out, do we?
Are the microplastics themselves the only concern? Obviously, we're concerned about them and they seem basically near ubiquitous at this point, but are they also enabling other harmful chemicals as well?
Yeah, so the interesting thing about plastics as a contaminant is that they're essentially a double-edged sword, or potentially triple-edged. You've got the physical contaminant, so the actual, you know, solid piece of plastic itself, and then you've got this chemical contaminant. So you've got either persistent organic pollutants that they might absorb from the environment and then release, or the plasticizers and different chemicals that they're made with to begin, and these can also leach out. And then you've got the biological aspect of microbial communities living on them, which might also have an effect. So you've got this sort of triple-edged sword in one contaminant. There's also forever chemicals, of course, are a huge concern at the moment. These have been found in the environment and in organisms, in marine, freshwater, terrestrial, and in human foodstuffs and water as well.
Do they have a particular relationship to microplastics?
Yeah, so a lot of plastics, particularly food plastics, are made with these per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances, or PFAS substances. These help to improve the function of the item by repelling water and oil. So they make the plastic function better, but there might be a negative consequence of that in terms of human health.
Danny Green.